It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 23rd of June? Well, I do hope so. Today I have a special treat for you, an ordinary hero essay from Najim Rudin from Murshidabad, India, as well as his musical request. So let's get straight to the main course, the quiz. On the 21st of April, I had just seen an article published by the Zoological Society of London's Edge of Existence Endangered Species List. The Edge of Existence List looks at the evolutionary trees of animals to determine which are the most evolutionary distinctive, the ones on the edge, the rarest, and what I find rather sad, the only. There was a weird and wonderful turtle from Australia on the list. It has what looks like a green mohawk on its head. It's algae, but it really does look like hair. These turtles can breathe underwater using specialized glands in their reproductive organs. Yes, you heard that right. It's reproductive organs, which I suppose comes in really handy when you want to stay underwater for a long time. For this green-haired turtle can do just that for up to 72 hours. My question to you was, what is its name? The answer is the Mary River Turtle. The Mary River Turtle is the only species in its genus. It diverged from all other living species around 40 million years ago. The winners of this week's quiz are... Two RFI Listeners Club members are on the list this week, Christopher Ahrens from Creswell, Oregon in the U.S., and Samuel Francis from St. Catherine in Jamaica. Hey, Samuel.
Hi, this is Samuel Francis from Jamaica, the tropical island in the Caribbean. Yaman.
That was Samuel, a most faithful Sound Kitchen listener, a contributor to the Sound Kitchen essay contest, This I Believe, a contributor to the Sound Kitchen cookbook, and a general all-around jolly good fellow. On with the winners list, there's the president of the PAC France International Listeners Club in Sahiwal, Pakistan, Shazad Shabir, and from Kampala, Uganda, Joseph Balekudembe. I like to say your name, Joseph. It just feels nice to say Balekudembe, Balekudembe. I hope I'm not mispronouncing it too terribly. Last but not least, sent by text to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone, there's a Tangeni Hanherota Onesmus from Windhoek, Namibia. You can send your quiz answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone too. Just dial plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Don't forget to include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This past Sunday, Colombians went to the polls to elect their president. I want you to send me the name and the party of the person who won. Again, send in the name and the party of the president-elect of Colombia. You have until the 13th of August to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 18th of August to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Always include your postal mailing address and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
As promised, an ordinary hero listener essay, an essay about an ordinary person doing extraordinary things. The author of this essay is Najim Uddin, the president of the RFI International DX Radio Listeners Club in Murshidabad, West Bengal, India. You can read his essay as you listen to it. The text is on the Sound Kitchen page of the RFI English website.
My ordinary hero, ambulance dada who provides free bike ambulance service. Meet Karim ul Haq, a tea garden worker by profession, who runs a bike ambulance to ferry road accident victims or the ill and four people to the hospital so that they can get the medical attention at the earliest. People call him bike ambulance dada for his free of cost bike ambulance service, which runs 24/7. Karimul lives in a remote village, Kranti, in Jalpaiguri district of West Bengal, where roads are not proper for entry of a four-wheeler ambulance and the nearest public health center is 8 km away. The inspiration for starting a bike ambulance service in his area comes from a sad incident when his mother suffered a heart attack in the away house of night and he was not able to take her to the hospital due to non-availability of ambulance facility. He had no other option other than watching her mother die. This unfortunate incident shocked him from inside, and on that day he pledged that he will help his pleasures so that no one dies like his mother. Initially people took him as a fool, but when they started getting a help in times of crisis, they started appreciating and recognizing him for his selfless service toward his pleasures. Now he is like an angel sent by God for helping the local residents. Karimul gets a manage rupees 5,000 every month, half of which he spends buying fuel for his bike and medicine for the poor. His selfless service for over the last 10 years has not gone unrecognized, and he has also been awarded the fourth highest civilian award in the country, Padma Shri. He is not alone in his noble mission. He gets support from his family members to run this service. Uninterrupted, he wants that others should also come forward to help the poor. He believes in the one of the most famous lines of Rabindranath Tagore, "Jodi tor dak shune keu na ashe, tobe ekla cholo re." If no one responds to your call, then go your own way alone. I also believed it, and I inspired by him. He is my hero for his noble works for his poor people. The Indian Fleet appreciates Karimul's work towards the welfare of society and congratulates him for receiving Padma Shri. We are in dire need of people like him who understand the problem of the society and finds an innovative way to solve that. Karimul is my ordinary hero who works for our society extraordinary works. Thanking you, Najim Uddin, International DX Radio Listeners Club, Barwipara, Murshidabad, West Bengal, India. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Najim. There's a big fat package on its way to him, and there will be for you too if your essay is chosen to go on the air. So, to your pens. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. I'll play you out with a song requested by today's essayist, Najim Uddin. It's a song from the Rabindra Sangeet, songs written by the great Indian poet Rabindranath Tagore. This is the song which the ambulance dada quoted as his call to action. If no one responds to your call, then go your own way alone. It's sung here by Sraboni Sen. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, Do good work and keep in touch.
যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে, তবে একলা চলো, একলা চলো, একলা চলো, একলা চলো রে, তবে একলা চলো, একলা চলো, একলা চলো, একলা চলো রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে। যদি সবাই থাকে মুখ ফিরায় সবাই করে ভয়, যদি সবাই থাকে মুখ ফিরায় সবাই করে ভয়, তবে পরাণ খুলে ও তুই মুখ ফুটে তোর মনের কথা একলা বল রে, ও তুই মুখ ফুটে তোর মনের কথা একলা বল রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে। ওরে ওরে ও অভাগা সবাই ফিরে যায়, যদি গহন পথে যাবার কালে কেউ ফিরে না যায়, যদি গহন পথে যাবার কালে কেউ ফিরে না যায়, তবে পথের কাঁটা ও তুই রক্ত মাখা চরণ তলে একলা দল রে, ও তুই রক্ত মাখা চরণ তলে একলা দল রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে। ঝড় বাদলে আধার রাতে দুয়ার দেয় ঘরে, যদি ঝড় বাদলে আধার রাতে দুয়ার দেয় ঘরে, তুমি বচ্চা নলে আপন বুকের পাঁজর জ্বালিয়ে নিয়ে একলা চলো রে, আপন বুকের পাঁজর জ্বালিয়ে নিয়ে একলা চলো রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে, তবে একলা চলো, একলা চলো, একলা চলো, একলা চলো রে, তবে একলা চলো, একলা চলো, একলা চলো, একলা চলো রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে।